The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 26th of November, 2008. The novelist Marilyn Robinson, born on this day, Sandpoint, Idaho, 1943. First novel, Housekeeping, 1980. Got great reviews, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, did not write another novel for more than 20 years, 2004, Gilead, which won the Pulitzer Prize, story of three generations of congregational ministers in a small town in Iowa. It was on this day, 1942, the film Casablanca had its premiere at the Hollywood Theater in New York City, starring Ingrid Bergman and Humphrey Bogart. Story of Rick Blaine, a cynical freedom fighter turned nightclub owner and American expatriate living in Casablanca, staying out of politics, staying on the good side of the local police chief, who is corrupt. And then Victor Laszlo, a leader of the resistance movement, turns up in town, needs help, brings his wife Ilse with him, who is Rick's former lover, a woman who ran away from Rick and broke his heart. Casablanca is occupied by the Germans. Rick has two visas to get out. He's tempted to escape with Ilse, but he gives his two visas to Victor and Ilse and sends them off. The movie did pretty well, got decent reviews. The New Yorker magazine called it pretty tolerable, but it won the Academy Award for Best Picture, and now it's one of the best-loved films of all time. It's the birthday of the science writer Jonathan Wiener, born New York City, 1953, author of a book that came out in 1990 trying to help ordinary people understand the subject of global warming and climate change, entitled The Next 100 Years, Shaping the Fate of Our Living Earth, followed 4 years later by The Beak of the Finch, a story of evolution in our time, which won the Pulitzer Prize. And it was on this day in 1942 that President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced that the country would begin a national gas rationing campaign on December the 1st. All Americans had to display a sticker in their car window saying what category of gas rationing they had, and everybody started out at A, which got you about 4 gallons a week. There were local boards, rationing boards, which assigned you an A or a B or a C ration under which you could get a little more gas. There were posters put out, posters that asked, "Is this trip necessary?" or "When you ride alone, you ride with Hitler. Join a car-sharing club today." And along with the gas rationing, the national speed limit was set at 35 miles an hour. In fact, there was no gas shortage at all. The United States was self-sufficient in oil. It was actually a major exporter of oil. But the Japanese had taken over the rubber plantations in the Dutch East Indies that produced 90% of America's raw rubber. And as of yet, there was no synthetic rubber. And so the government was afraid that if everybody kept driving and wore out their tires, they could not be replaced, and the factories and the whole war effort would come to a halt. And so as a roundabout way of conserving rubber, they instituted gas rationing, which continued until August 1945. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Cavanaugh, entitled My Room. 10 by 12 and a low roof. If I stand by the side wall, my head feels the reproof. 5 holy pictures hang on the walls, the Virgin and Child, St. Anthony of Padua, Leo the 8th, St. Patrick, and the little flower. My bed in the center, so many things to me, a dining table, a writing desk, and a slumber palace. My room in a dusty attic, but its little window lets in the stars. A poem by Patrick Cavanaugh, My Room, from Collected Poems published by W.W. Norton & Company. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts and Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.